Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today we should have continued snow into the late afternoon, high near 35 degrees. West wind could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Friday night, a chance of snow before midnight, then a chance of flurries overnight. Cloudy with a low around 27. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. Saturday night, snow, mainly after 11 p.m., low around 27 degrees. New snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches possible. And on Sunday, a 50% chance of snow before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 34. New snow accumulation of less than half inch possible. And in the news, testimony came to a close on Thursday in the double homicide trial for Kyle Rittenhouse, which has been taking place in Kenosha. Both the state prosecutors and the defense have closed their cases, but there will be motions made and discussions to finalize how jurors will be instructed when they get the case next week. Rittenhouse is charged in the killing of Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, and Anthony Huber, 26, and the wounding of Gage Grosskreutz, 27, during protests on August 25, 2020. Rittenhouse, 17 at the time of the killings, has pleaded not guilty. He took the stand on Thursday to defend himself and give testimony about his motives for using an AR-15 assault weapon, which he explained was used in self-defense. The trial had turned contentious over the week, with presiding Judge Bruce Schroeder battling with the assistant district attorney over procedural issues, and on Wednesday at the end of the day, the Rittenhouse lawyers were asking for a mistrial. Judge Schroeder, who is the longest-serving state trial court judge in Wisconsin, has drawn attention in recent days as the judge's courtroom style, stern, chatty, and sometimes prone to shouting, has played out on a national stage, that according to the New York Times. The Nearly Noon News will continue to give daily updates on the trial until its conclusion. And in other state news, on Thursday in Madison, the Wisconsin State Legislature's Assembly approved new GOP-backed legislative and congressional maps after some Democrats berated both the Republicans' lines and a proposal from a commission Governor Tony Evers created. The maps now head to Evers' desk for consideration, who has vowed to veto them. That would all but assure the courts will draw Wisconsin's political boundaries for the 2022 elections. There are currently lawsuits pending before the state Supreme Court and a federal court asking them to draw the lines if the governor and legislature fail to reach a deal. Democrats argue that the Republican drawn maps are deliberately gerrymandered. During floor debate, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the Democrats could win a majority under the current and the GOP offered maps if they fielded better candidates. That from WisPolitics. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.